when I say art, I mean something more conceptual. When I say art, I mean the capacity for human creativity. Anytime you create something of value by taking a risk on it, because you know it's the question you want to ask, not because you know the answer. For example, there's a man named Thomas Fogarty, who is a heart surgeon by background, but when he was a kid, he invented the balloon catheter, which is the basis of non-invasive surgery for the removal of blood clots. It's a device that saved about 20 million lives since it was first invented. And the reason he was able to invent this was not because he was a storied surgeon. He was a self-proclaimed juvenile delinquent who had to be either busy or supervised. He used to do things like literally jump out of the window of his school classroom while his teacher wasn't looking, and they'd have to call his mom, who was a single parent at that point. His father had been institutionalized when he was very young and then died shortly thereafter. And so they all agreed that he needed a job, and they got him a job in a hospital. And the only reason they got him a job in a hospital is because hospitals were, at the time, exempt from child labor laws, and he was only 13. And he figured out, through independent thinking, or what I think of as this kind of inventing point B thinking, like, couldn't we do this better? Wouldn't it be cool if, because blood clot removal was a very gruesome business at that time with very low success rates, many deaths or amputations, very grim. And the way people thought about it was the bigger the incision, the better the surgeon. And he said, you know, what if we made a tiny incision and inserted a piece of catheter tube with a balloon on the end, it was the pinky finger of a number 5 latex glove. And the hitch is that the only reason he could figure out how to make it is that he used to jump out the window to go fly fishing, because there was no glue in the late 1950s and early 1960s that would adhere latex and vinyl. So he tied it together with fly fishing knots. So to me, this is a capacity for ingenuity and a capacity for noticing the world exactly as it is, you know, which is very hard to do.